Walking in downtown Denver during the holidays, you may notice something new in Rider's Square, three red vending machines. Colorado Matters producer Natasha Watts checked them out.
What would happen if you took the concept of a vending machine and flipped it on its head? Instead of receiving something after you put your money in, you donate it. That's the idea behind the giving machines, public vending machines that donate your purchases to charity. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints piloted the idea in Salt Lake City in 2017. This winter, giving machines have been installed in 10 cities, including London, Manila, and Denver.
I was a guest of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Salt Lake City. And while I was there, I was walking through a building and saw the machines. It was a converted vending machine, and instead of buying candy bars, you're buying vital services for someone in need.
That's Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. He saw the enthusiasm in Salt Lake City and decided he wanted the giving machines here.
When I came back later in the afternoon, the line was wrapped around the building, and I saw that it was easy to give, and then you can give according to what you're able to give. I mean, you didn't feel pressured, and the reality is that the gifts start as low as $3.50 and go as high as $300, and so you can do based on your ability to give, and you can do it, you know, discreetly and do it, you know, according to your heart and your ability.
I had to see for myself how these machines work, so I ventured to Rider Square after their official unveiling. Eager volunteers waited nearby to help people with the process of purchasing.
Hi, I'm Amy Johnson, and I'm on the communications committee for Light the World Giving Machines.
All right, and Amy's going to help me walk through this line and make a donation at the giving machines.
I think we can go right here.
Okay, so I'm walking up to this giant red machine. And I don't know what to do.
Well, if you choose the item you want to donate.
Okay, I'm looking at some of the options. There's a tiger worm toilet, which helps with sewage problems. I can buy one sheep that helps the family because the wool from the sheep helps with their income. I can buy school supplies from Mile High Ministries or for Mile High Ministries. Oh, man, so many good options. There's a STEAM kit for four kids, includes lab coat, goggles, and three science experiments. And that's for the Black Child Development Institute. Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. So you punch in the number 124, and now slide your card. There you go.
Oh, yeah, and so there's this little block that came down, and now it's sitting in a glass box with all the other ones that have been donated. Shawn Johnson was there. She's senior advisor for Mayor Hancock and played a lead role in getting the giving machines to Denver.
Denver's a very, very giving city, and Colorado's a giving state. And when people know how to give or where to give, and we point them in the right direction, then they're really grateful. They're like, I've been looking for a way to show my children, to show my family, to make Christmas meaningful and purposeful, and not always receiving, but how can we give to others?
Many people who came by are members of the LDS Church who knew about the machines and wanted to visit and make their donation. One was Rachel, who bought the same STEAM kit that I chose.
I'm in engineering, and I love to see kids like learn through experiments. There's so much room for kids in science and STEM, and I like to encourage them.
The red machines also drew in curious pedestrians who knew nothing about the project, including Micah.
I feel like it makes it more personal. You can see where your money is going towards, and it makes it more attainable. Like, you can realize, oh, it only costs $12 to help somebody. Oh, it only costs $3. Like, that's money that you spend. People spend more at Starbucks around the corner than they do giving, so it makes it really accessible.
I spoke with lots of people involved with the giving machines, and they all shared similar sentiments, that by getting people out of their routines, they hope to make this holiday season a true season of giving.
Producer Natasha Watts, who checked out the giving machines recently installed in Denver. One of the organization's benefits is Water for People. It's a Colorado nonprofit, works to provide clean water around the world, but it also focuses on jobs and equality for women. We'll take a closer look later in the show. And Colorado Matters continues in the next half hour with the fight to save minor league baseball. I'm Ryan Warner. You're with CPR News.